Ladies and gentlemen, for your enjoyment and your mouth enjoyment, I bring you Cooking with Voodoo. So today we're gonna start with my favorite recipe. This isn't my favorite recipe taste-wise, but this is my favorite recipe doing-wise, because when you do it, this feels so nice. So, this one is a pizza. You can choose what you put on top, because obviously this might not be the healthiest choice for a meal, but it can be pretty healthy depending on what you like, and you can also change it every time because you can choose different toppings every time. So this is a good point of that thing, because the recipe is mainly how to do the dough. I have no idea how to say that word, so I hope that I say it right. So first of all, what you need to do is make sure that you have the right utensils to bake it, and to make it, first to make it, then to make it. You need a pan that's wide enough to cook your pizza. If you are not that hungry and you want small pizzas, you can have a small one, but mine is 30 centimeters wide, so about 12 inches, 11 inches, 12 inches, I think. For that size, and I have to say that because I completely forgot the main goal when you eat a pizza and when you make a pizza is to have a thick and moelleuse, I don't know the English word, you can press it, it's gonna get thinner and then just expand back to what it was. It's moelleux, it's soft, it's not gooey, because gooey would mean sticking, but it's heavenly, it's like breast, it's like flesh, it's like it's wonderful. If you like your pizzas with a thin crust, you should go to hell, because you should not eat pizzas. You can eat a pie, you can eat a crepe. This is a crepe, like it's taking all over the world, the crepe from France, because see, this is one of our specialties, les crêpes, which is really nice as a dessert. Or you can also put salty ingredient and make it your main meal, but this is something really thin that you can even roll, and then you have something rolled up like a cigar that you can eat without trying to spill everything all around. If it's marmalade inside or Nutella and you put too much, or something that might drip. But pizza should be thick and wonderful and crusty on the outside and soft on the inside. So, the pan, I already told you about it. Then, this is the only important thing, because the rest you will need to choose whichever container you like to mix all the ingredients. I will not help you with that. So now, the first thing you do, you take flour. If you have an 11-inch pan, you need about 200 or 225 grams of flour. I will speak in metric terms, because I have no idea how to convert it into the imperial system. I'm sorry for all you American listeners, you might need a converter to help you. So 200 to 250 if you really have a wide pan. So 200 to 250 grams of flour. Then you put all that in your container. If and the bowl in a bowl, a really large bowl, because you will need to leave it grow, to leave it expand, to live its life for 24 hours before really putting it in the pan and cooking it. So you put the flour, then you put the baker's yeast inside it. Usually in France you can have them in small bags, so one little baggie is one serving. You need one with what you already put as flour. It's about 20 grams, I think. I'm gonna check that. I'm completely mistaken. It's 5.5 grams. So, then you've added your baker's yeast. This is why you need to let it rest and let it grow and thickens for a whole day. You can let it rest for like maybe 12 hours, but please don't just let it rest for half an hour or 2 hours, because it will be really thin and it would be really really hard and not that even worse than crust that would have been originally thought to be thin. So please let it rest and let it grow for an hour, 2 hours, a day. This is what you need. One day. And I'm sorry about the noise from before, because I was cutting while I was eating and I did not realize that it might impact what I was recording. Next, you need to add a teaspoon of salt, but a really small teaspoon. It doesn't have to, you don't need to have a bulge. Trying to use the word that I know from here. It needs to be really plain. I use a supper spoon, a big spoon, but I really just dip the tip of the spoon and not get that much salt, because you need some salt, because if you forget it, first it will taste awful, really bad, really bland and everything. And something really interesting that I discovered once, because I forgot to add the salt, it also doesn't grow at all. The salt is necessary to the reaction. I don't exactly know what's happening, but the physical reaction of the dough needs the salt to be really good, because otherwise it will not be as thick as you want. Then, once you have all of those ingredients put together into the bowl, you need to get a big spoon and some olive oil. The best you get and the tastier it will be. So, I would recommend having some friends living in Italy and making their own olive oil, so they can give you a huge bottle of 8 liters of this olive oil for free. But of course this happened to me once and it will not happen again, and this is really really hard to come by, so I think that virgin olive oil is the best kind of olive oil in that you can find in store, because virgin is always better. And I just realized that with that small, completely stupid joke, that all that I said from the beginning and some stuff that I will say later sounds so fucking dirty, because I talk about something thick and it will get hot and it will be sticky and messy and you will be able to smell it on your hands for the rest of the evening. But I'm just talking about cooking, right? It might turn you on, but all I want to do is allow you to experience one of the best pizzas you will ever eat. Okay, I might be a little ahead of myself there, but one really good pizza. So, where was I? Virgin olive oil. you take a big spoon and you take your virgin olive oil, because this will give some elasticity and a little flavor to your crust, to your dough, well, later to your crust. You put 3 of those teaspoon, you put 3 of those spoon inside your mix. Then you add around 15 centiliters, maybe 20, maybe around that, but put at the beginning, put 15 centiliters of tepid water, not cold water, not really hot water, some tepid water. And if 15 centiliters aren't enough, you can add a little bit more, stir it again, then a little bit more, then stir again, and maybe a little bit more. And if you added too much water, which might happen at the beginning especially, and you end up with something really, really, really sticky and that doesn't come off your hands and everything, you can add a little bit of flour. But this is why you maybe should start with only 200 grams of flour. And in case of you screw up a little bit and have to add up a little bit more to dry all that mix, because if you start with 250 grams, which is already a lot, and you have to add even more flour at the end, you will end up with a really, 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 really thick crust, and this might be a little too much. So when you have all those things together, you start to stir it with your bare hands. You have to wash them before. Of course, I hope that this is a pointless part of that recipe, but wash your hands before you are doing anything cook related. Please, this is like the base. Like if you are going to operate on someone, you're not gonna go like, I just petted a dog and scratched my balls, so now I'm gonna put my hands inside that body. No, you're gonna wash your hands first. So you wash your hands, and then, because I want, if you want to have your hands smelling as much as possible, you can go with both hands, but this is a little messy and you will get kind of sticky dough all over your fingers. So I start with one finger, because you have to start slow. And honestly, I kind of realized that it was kind of tendentious just before I said it, but this is really what I do. You start with one finger and you stir it. You make it go all the way, not really on the edge of your mix, but almost on the edge, so you really get as much flour mixed with the you really get as much flour wet as possible. So, and then you stir it, and soon you will start to have something that takes shape, and you will have a little bit of flour at the bottom and on the edge of your bowl. So you can start to use your whole hand to take that ball of dough and get the remaining flour speck of the side of the bowl. And then you don't really have to make a bowl of it. You just need to be sure that all the flour is inside that kind of bowl, because it will not be round, it will be kind of shapeless, it will sink at the bottom of your bowl. So, but you have to be careful. It should not be too dry. It should be a little bit sticky, but you shouldn't. It shouldn't be like glistening or not glowing, but it shouldn't be glistening, because that would mean that you have a little bit too much water. So once you arrived to that stage, you have to scrape all that dough from your fingers with a knife, with your other hands, and this is where having clean hands comes into play, because you can just like scrape your hands one against the other, rub your hands against the one against the other, so you make little tiny balls of dough that will fall on the big one. And then once your hands are kind of clean, if you don't want to dirty them again, because if you touch the dough it will stick to your hands again, you take the bowl and you kind of make it do a circular motion. Not too fast, because you don't want to fling everything all around, so the big ball will touch all sides of the bowl and will stick to the small speck that you just detached from your hands. Then you put it somewhere with a layer of I don't know how you call that kind of thing, the plastic transparent thing on top, or you could take a wide plate and put it on top or something, so it will not get all the attention it might get from a cat or dog or flies or anything. So it doesn't have to be hermetically sealed, but it has to be protected. Then you let it rest for a day. So usually you think, I would eat some pizza on Friday. That might be a really good idea. So on Thursday, you make the dough. And on Friday, you can use it and make one of the best pizzas you've ever made. Because not you've ever ate, but you've ever made. Then, this is the next day. You have spent your day working, sleeping, walking around, fucking with your significant other, feeling bad because of depression, but please don't be like that. I know that it's hard. The thought of having that wonderful recipe at the end of the day should cheer you up a little bit. It might be a little sad what I'm saying, but I hope that this is one stuff that can make you feel better. Cooking for yourself, because you need to eat, otherwise you're just gonna die. And since it's something that you need to do, you might as well enjoy it. And before you came to that moment, I forgot to say that once you finished rolling the ball of dough the first night, then you have to wash your hands, because they're all oily because of the olive oil and all dirty. But don't use a soap that smells really strong, because that way you will be able to just smell your hands and smell that olive oil, which I think is a really good smell if you have good olive oil. Seriously, it's not perfect, but if it's good olive oil, honestly, it smells kind of, not fruity, but this is a sweet kind of, it really reminds you of summer. It really smells good, honestly. So next day, you prepare all of your ingredients that you want to put on top of the dough. So usually I go with this is une sauce provençale in French, like from Provence. So this is a tomato sauce with some other spices and maybe a little bit more vegetables, but I would not be able to tell you what's inside. So you will use the tomato sauce, maybe with something else that you like the most. I will let you find the one you like. And I also use smoked ham, because regular ham is kind of bland, because all of the other ingredients have really not especially strong taste, but they have a distinctive taste. So if you use ham, normal one, you will not taste it. You will feel that you are chewing it when you fall on a piece, but you will not taste anything. So smoked ham is the best, but cooked ham, it has to be pink, light pink, not dark red, because you can use that kind of raw ham if you like it, if this is what you want, but usually this is not the recipe that I do. So you cut it into like an inch square piece, an inch squared piece, like it has to be not too big, but don't cut it into really small pieces, because it will be a pain in the ass to just spread it all around. But I just thought about, if you cut it into very, very, very small pieces, you can just sprinkle it all around the pizza. It might be a good idea. I might try that next time. So this is for the meat part. This is my choice. Then you use some oregano, because this is the spice for pizza. This is the most Italian. This is the most Italian spice for the pizza. I might sound a little racist, but this is what I think. And I hope that I did not offend any Italian, and I hope that my impression was not that bad, because my main Italian reference is Mario, so sorry. You sprinkle as much oregano as you like. It doesn't have to become dark green, because since it's dry, it's dark, but put a little bit more than what you usually get at a pizzeria, because they cut on the portion for economic reasons, but put a little bit more, because it will give a nice taste to it. And then you slice two bowls of mozzarella, not mozzarella di bufala, I think it's how it's called in French, because we don't use the French name, which would be de la mozzarella de bœuf. It's mozzarella di bufala, which is a little bit more sticky, and it doesn't have the exact same taste as the normal mozzarella, which melts and gets a little more golden than this one. So usually for an 11 inch pan, you would need two bowls of 125 grams, which is the usual packaging in France. So you will need about 250 grams of mozzarella. You slice them into thin slices, I think, about like 4 millimeters wide, 5 millimeters wide, might be a little bit more, 3 millimeters wide would be best. And then I start to place them on the outside of the pizza, and then as a spiral, go back to the center, and usually you should have a few slices left, like 4 slices left when you're done, and so you should tear them apart and fill the little holes that you might have between your slices of mozzarella, because the goal with having thin slices is to have an even repartition at the end, and not some places with a huge blob of mozzarella which will not melt as easily as the rest, and some empty spaces. So when you finish, it should be almost white, except from a thin, not circle, but a thin edge. Well, the edges should not be covered in tomato sauce or mozzarella, and if you really like the crust, you can make the edges bigger, but they should be there, because no edges will mean that your sauce and your mozzarella will stick to the edge of the pan and will burn while it cooks. So since it's gonna melt a little bit, The tomato sauce will also melt since it's gonna be hotter. It will drip to the edge. But the good thing about the pan, it will not drip down all over your oven. It might stick to the edge of the pan a little bit, but you will not lose a lot. Most of it should stay on the pizza. So you preheat your oven to around 160-180 degrees. Usually the thermostat is 6 or 7 on European oven. I have no idea if you have a different kind of settings in America, but I think it should be the same one because we share the same manufacturer like Seb or Bosch or I don't know the other ones. And you should, oh, I forgot to say it before, you should start to preheat the oven before you place the ingredients on top of the dough, so it's hot when you have to put it inside, and then you will have to let it cook for around maybe 20, maybe 30 minutes. I have to admit I did not really remember how long it is because I'm usually close to my oven, because my computer is like 10 meters away from my oven, so 10 meters, I'm completely crazy, 5 meters away from my oven, so you can check on it a lot of times and you don't let it burn. When it starts to smell good, it's sign that the mozzarella is starting to melt. So it's still another like 8 minutes before it's ready. And I just realized that I did not tell you how to spread the dough on your pan. This is the most important part for the dough to be crusty on the outside and soft on the inside and with infused with a really good taste. So forget all I've said about the ingredients up until now. So we come back to the beginning of the evening, where you want to eat your pizza, where you want to finish cooking your pizza. So your bowl is all big and it finished to grow. So you take it. If you find it's a little bit too sticky for your hands, you can just coat your hands on a thin layer of flour, so you will manipulate it easier. But first you ready your pan and you put a little bit of olive oil inside the pan. I do not use a spoon for that amount of olive oil. Once you put the olive oil, I don't know how you say to make it drip down the bottle, once you put the olive oil inside the pan, not too much, you have to take the bowl of dough and spread that olive oil all around the pan. It should not be a thick layer, it should just be coating it. And turn the bowl of dough inside the pan so it also sticks and impregnate and it infuses the dough with some olive oil taste and smell. And so then the recipe I used at the beginning tells you that it should spread by itself over to 2 hours, but it never happened to me. So I use my hands to spread it all around the pan and flip it every few movements, because that way you have a really flat surface on the bottom side, and when you flip it, you even all those little finger marks that you say. So you spread it like you are massaging someone. You spread on every side, on the left, the right, to the top, to the bottom, northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast, and then you flip it one last time. And so you should not have any oil like really thick layer or drips or a glob of oil on the side. It should just be coating everything, and this is the second time that your hands will smell really nice for the rest of the evening. And then you add all the ingredients that I said earlier, or all the ingredients that you want to put on top of it. Pineapples, anchovies, Brussels sprouts, which is kind of crazy because this is disgusting. I don't know. Honey, goat cheese. It's also crazy because this is fucking disgusting. But if this is what you like, you can torture yourself with that. I don't know. And then, once you finish putting all of that, your oven should be really hot, and put it inside. Be careful, use oven mitts or other stuff like that, and then you enjoy your crusty on the outside thanks to the olive oil, soft on the inside and infused with that taste, and golden on the top because the mozzarella should not be burnt. Please don't let it burn. But it should start to be golden, and it's just so fucking good. One last little tip: if the mozzarella on top starts to be looking really, really golden and it's gonna be too cooked, take it out of the oven, look at the bottom of the dough. If it's not cooked enough on the bottom, since this is a pan, you can use your normal fire, your cooking fire on top of the cooking station, I don't know, to make it cook a little bit longer without having the mozzarella burning. But be careful, since the pan will be already really, really hot because of the oven, it will cook really fast. So like 10 or 20 seconds will be more than enough. If you let it for like 35 or 40 seconds, it's gonna burn the bottom of your dough, and I'm not gonna say like kind of brown, it's gonna burn it completely black, and you will not be able to enjoy your pizza, because not only will the bottom of the dough be black, even if you try to scrape that layer of coal, because it's what it's gonna look like, it also infuses the dough with that burnt smell and taste, and it really ruins everything. So if you do that, be very, very attentive, and don't leave it on the stove. Just be there, put a little bit of fire, and check it every 5-10 seconds. And then, if like me, you have the luck of having plates that are the exact same size as your pan, you can just take it and put it all at once in your plate. Or if you are gonna share it with someone, and I hope for you that you will, because it's even better when you are sharing something like that with someone, well, you can slice it in quarters, third, or even more, depending on how many people you will serve. But usually something like that for me lasts me for two meals. So this is another good side of that recipe. If you are alone, you will cook once, well, twice, because you make the dough one day and cook it the other, but you will also have two meals ready at once. So this is also a good thing for someone who is lazy, like I am. So I see that this has taken so fucking longer than what I expected. I thought that I would be around 10-15 minutes, and without editing, I'm over 35 minutes. So I hope that if you finished listening to me until that point, you would have had the time to make the dough and to prepare your ingredients at the same time. So if you do that and you find it good, or if you find it bad, but I hope that if you follow my indication carefully, you will enjoy it. Well, I hope that you will tell me that I gave you a really good idea of stuff to eat. And I will leave you with that. And if you like it, like I said, press the thumbs up and subscribe and everything. If I was a une putaclic, a click whore, an attention whore, I don't know, on YouTube. But no, really, if you like that kind of stuff, I might give you a little bit more recipe that I use. Because if you are like me, you don't really like to cook, you don't really like to spend time cooking, but you don't want to eat garbage. I have a few recipes that I like and that will also be very good if you have to entertain someone who comes to your home. Because this one is really like normal and not that fancy. But I also have some that will impress a potential girlfriend or boyfriend or your parents or someone you want to show off to. Like, hey, did you see what I just made you? This is impressive, right? I spent a lot of time cooking that for you. Bon, I will stop now and I will say you good night, and I hope that you will find the time to enjoy what I just talk about and to eat what I just explained. Au revoir.